Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There is wrong.
Yeah.
And then there is illegal.
Okay.
And that's what we need to consider here. Because there is a debate to be had whether or not what this man did should have led to the punishment he received.
Mm-hmm.
What is very funny, however, in this story.
Yeah.
Is how not once is it mentioned, hey, illegal or not, this is a pretty dick move. Pretty dick move.
All right.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So your Buffalo Bills kicked off the preseason in Orchard Park on Saturday. There is nothing you can take from that game. Nobody played.
Okay.
None of it matters.
Yeah.
They don't scheme. They don't watch game tape. They just go out and play ball. The only thing that matters is nobody gets hurt. And nobody got hurt, so we're doing good. The Bills play Chicago in primetime Sunday night, which sucks.
What the hell you care?
I want to watch the game, and I don't want to stay up till 11 o'clock to watch.
You're going to stay up till 11 o'clock? That doesn't matter.
Was it just me, or did that preseason game Saturday last forever?
Yeah, it's
good. It was like way longer than normal.
Because a lot of people left.
Yeah, well, a lot of people left because it was 95 degrees outside. Anyway,
all right.
It was Kids Day. And most of the 72,000 fans that were at the stadium in Orchard Park got to see their heroes in person.
Okay.
But Tommy, not everyone who wanted to get an up-close and personal experience at Bills training camp at Fisher this year got to. And people that won tickets and that Bills lottery, that
the
tickets, and turned around and selling, that turned around and sold them, they were a big part of that problem.
Mm.
So with that reminder, 10NBC did a story over the weekend about a guy named Greg.
Greg?
Yes, Greg. Mm. Now, Greg says in the story he grew up a Giants fan. He's from downstate.
Mm.
But when he came to school at Geneseo, he changed his allegiance.
Look at that.
Yeah. Now Greg has a family of his own, and he's doing the right thing by brainwashing them into Bills Mafia as well. Greg got really lucky this summer. He won the training camp ticket lottery.
Nice. Right?
And he was ready to go with his family. Then they hit a snag. They had a conflict on the day that he had his ticket.
Ah, damn it.
So what do you do?
Greg.
What do you do, Kimmy?
Give him to somebody else.
Give him to somebody else. Yeah. You could do that.
Find somebody who wants him, needs him.
Yeah, or you could decide what Greg decided to do. He decided to sell his training camp tickets on StubHub.
So you're saying that's illegal?
So it is illegal. It turns out the state of New York passed a law a couple of years ago that says you cannot resell tickets to a free event.
Okay.
So now I'm going to jump to the end of this story for a second. The reason Berkeley Breen is talking to this man is because when StubHub realized it was against the law for people to sell tickets to Bills training camp. They pulled those tickets down.
Okay.
So you couldn't buy them.
Right.
They also refunded the people who bought them from other people.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out, according to Greg, who sold his tickets on StubHub, they also fined the people who sold them in the first place.
Well, because he's got to pony back that money he got from that sale, right?
Okay, well, so here's the thing. Not only did he have to give back the money that he got from the sale, StubHub took about $100 from his credit card for selling the tickets.
As a fine?
I guess.
Is that fine, legal? Or was that from the fees?
So it looks
said something about fees.
He said it was $100 on top of the tickets and fees that he got. So they banged him an extra $100. And now there is no audio from this story on 10NBC, but he says it's not fair. I was unaware that the law existed. Mm-hmm. It's a relatively new law.
Yeah, okay. Like, almost like, why was I allowed to put him up in the first place?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good arguments.
I agree with you, right?
That everybody follows the news that close.
You got it. Yeah. He didn't know it was a law. StubHub allowed him to do it.
Yeah.
Why should he be charged for this? All legit arguments.
Right.
Until you get to one small detail
that
we skipped over. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So Greg, according to him on 10NBC, had three training camp tickets that he won in the lottery.
Yeah.
And he sold those tickets for $423.
And he got it.
Yep.
Right?
Yes, he did.
God damn, man.
Let me say that again.
Yeah.
Greg, who got those three tickets for free.
Yeah.
Knowing how many people got frozen out, because it was a massive story.
Yeah, I know some people who tried multiple times, entered all the lotteries, whatever. Even tried again with the when they released more tickets and still came up empty-handed.
Kimmy, there are people that for the last 4 or 5 years, since they started doing it again with COVID, have gotten in the lotteries and never got it. When he couldn't use them, he sold them for well over $100 a ticket. That's a pretty big dick move.
Bro,
yes.
How are you turning down $400?
Well, here's the thing. He didn't turn down $400.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like somebody came to
him. But it was there.
It's not like somebody came to him and said, I will give you $400 for these three tickets. He posted them. He set a price.
Yeah.
And he sold
them
on StubHub.
What?
Why are you looking at me like
that? Because I would have taken the money.
And you admit you're a bad person.
Let me tell you a little story.
So, yeah, that's a yes.
I was privileged and honored to be on a show where the fine people at Coca-Cola sent me and the host of the show to Atlanta to see the Olympics. I'd never been to the Olympics like this before. It was an amazing experience. I was also privileged to be handed two tickets to diving. These are the most sought-after tickets outside of, like, basketball.
Okay.
Which we also had. Turns out, one of the guys with us was a ticket broker.
Mm.
And he did it for a legit living.
Yeah,
kind of legit.
That's not a legit living, but go on. I'm sorry.
And he goes, man, y'all sitting on some money.
Okay.
And I'm like, God damn, yeah, man. We sold those tickets and I have money.
Okay, as much as I think.
Diving, was he diving?
As much as I think you're a scumbag for doing that, it's not even close to the same
thing. Oh, no. There was an orphanage there. And there was children that were outside the gate that were. Wanted to go in and just for a brief respite, see some entertainment. And I walked past them with the money. And I knew they were hungry.
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy selling ice cream cones.
No kidding.
And I said, man, I don't even eat, like, ice cream. I'm going to eat one of these cones in front of one of these starving orphans.
Outside of the orphan part of this story. Oh, was there more?
The ice cream dripped on my shoe. The kid was going to lick it off my shoe, and I wiped it clean because, you know, I am about my
shoe. Sure, sure.
And I walked away. Does that make me a bad person?
No. Outside of the orphanage part of that story.
There was a basket of puppies.
What makes this different than the diving story is people have the ability to buy diving tickets.
I know.
You could go get them.
Yeah.
The only way to get these free tickets was to get
through the
bills.
Get lucky.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My favorite part of this, too. Is he basically says, essentially, you know, if I knew it was illegal, if I knew I was going to get fined, I would have tried to find a deserving family who wanted to take their kids.
He says, quote, a deserving family.
You could have done that anyway.
Thank you. Like,
there wasn't $400 over
there. If I knew I was going to get fined, I would have given a new deserving family. But when I thought I had the chance to make $423 on three tickets that were given to me in a lottery that everyone entered, I was happy to take the money.
But how many times does $400 fall in your lap?
Hey, bro.
As a regular Joe.
Bro, this is not to make money with. Yeah. This is to give an experience to kids. That's what this is for.
Well, for $400, that guy can go get an experience.
Of course, this is the spoiled brat only child would have this take. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. On one hand, he has a point.
Mm-hmm.
StubHub allowed him to list the
tickets.
Yeah,
you let me go through this whole process.
I believe him that he did not know that the law in New York existed because it's a relatively new law, and he was unaware that he would be fined.
Plus the extra $100.
Yeah, the $100 fine, whatever. Yeah. But on the other hand, his dick move, in our opinion, got him in this spot. 252 WCMF, does he deserve to lose the $100 here? Kimmy, does he deserve to lose the $100?
With free camp tickets, yes.
So you say
you took this opportunity away from somebody who really wanted to go. And he's not the only one who did it.
Sure, I mean, yeah, anybody
I'm
who
sure,
did
I'm
this
sure,
dick
like,
move.
Yeah, I mean, we're just picking on Greg here because he's the one that decided to go on the news.
And by the way, I don't
it.
Even think we're picking on Greg. As soon as you stand in front of a camera and tell this story, in my opinion, fair game.
Okay.
All right, Tommy, does this man deserve to lose the $100?
No. I think he should be able to sell the damn tickets.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I'm a free enterprise man.
That's not how free enterprise works.
Yes,
you won
is.
A lottery.
Yeah, you got you
that's
have
not
this,
free enterprise.
And the enterprise is over here with $400, and I enterprise that money into my pocket.
You're an idiot.
And by the way, these people that, you know, kid dying for the experience, kid could be a kid that doesn't even care.
Kid could be a kid, doesn't even care.
I just kids
gentlemen.
Just want to be a jackass. Josh Allen,
Feel guilty too with training camp selling tickets for that much money. If a parent was like that desperate to get them for their kid,
that's when you sell. That's when you make the most money when people are desperate.
It's training. It's a free training camp.
That was five. He sold those tickets.
It's not like they saw a game, you know, it was just
pure profit.
So the kid could see a player in person.
And it's not even like a VIP experience,
right?
Like, it was just there. He sold those tickets at over $100 a ticket for six times the amount that the in-the-door price for the preseason game was on Saturday.
Yeah. And
you monster.
It also seems like he was kind of making the argument, I'm going to sell them so I can buy them for a day we can go.
I didn't get that argument.
Because
I didn't
thought
hear
he
that.
Said he was looking for tickets for a day he could go, but then never did that either.
Didn't have it for some reason. 252 to BCMF, 252-9263. Guy named Greg goes on 10 NBC over the weekend. He won three tickets in the Bills camp lottery. He was going to take his family.
Yeah.
The day he says they were supposed to go, there was a conflict. So he took the tickets and he posted them on StubHub for sale. Problem is, that is illegal. A local Bills fan actually was the one that reached out to StubHub and was like, hey, you guys are breaking the law. StubHub pulled down all of the listings. They refunded all of the people who bought tickets, which means the people that sold them lost the money. Greg says he was also fined $100. But what he fails to, he does mention in the story also that he made $423 off of three free tickets that he won in this lottery that people were dying to get. And he says in the story, had he known it would have gone this way, he would have given them
found
to
a deserving family.
By the way, can I ask what a deserving family is?
Poor family. That's code for poor.
Okay, but you had no problem giving to a rich family before when you got $400.
Well, he would have sold them to the poor people if they had $400.
I also want to point out, it's a minor detail.
Minor.
But when you start off the story saying I was a Giants fan.
Also bothered
but
me.
But now I'm
also bothered me. Did not need to say
he's
that
a convert.
Either. No, but like you're okay.
Say, oh, my family were all Bills fans. That's all you had to say.
But like he was a convert as a grown-ass person. Says he converted when he came to Geneseo. It's not even like you were seven and like you fell in love with Jim Kelly. Like you came. What are you doing? I think the biggest question in this story.
What is it?
Why did you do this interview?
I don't know.
Who?
Well, he thought Berkeley would get him his money back.
Okay, $100? I'll say this.
Channel 10.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Kevin.
I'm also guessing there are people you knew that didn't know you had those tickets that are like, hey, man, I would have taken those off your hands, no problem.
Somebody in his life.
You could have sold, and if you really were like, I can't find anybody, you could have put them up there for like 10 bucks a piece.
She's right.
You know?
Good.
If you really just wanted somebody to have them.
Somebody in his life had to tell him this was a good idea. And whoever that person is.
He probably knew somebody else that did it, I bet.
Okay, but like never hang out with those people again. Because let's walk through this, okay?
Yeah.
You ready? It is hard to sympathize with him, especially because all of the people in Rochester, most people, got frozen out of getting camp tickets. Someone in his life said he needed to go out and explain himself. And Berkeley can help you. And that's the ultimate funny of this story.
What's that?
This man in this story exposes himself as a scalper of free tickets. He is never going to get his $100 back from StubHub.
Yeah.
They don't care. But let's say, Tommy, Berkeley does have that power, and he gets on the horn.
Find some loophole.
Yeah, and he talks to StubHub. Like, oh, my God, Berkeley, we're sorry. Ah, come to your house. Even if this man did get his money back, he traded his community reputation for $100.
Well, he's greedy.
Are you greedy with you?
Yeah.
He may have also gotten some other people in trouble in the process. Because at the end of the story, it also says they found tickets on eBay, Facebook Marketplace, and Craigslist. So, like, they're now doing a deep dive into these ticket sales.
Absolutely. Look, if it took going on TV and admitting you tried to scalp free tickets to training camp in exchange for $100, I would guess, Kimmy, 95% of people would not take that deal. Would you be willing to look like a giant piece of crap for $100?
No.
Okay, and you're a giant piece of crap.
And I am super greedy.
Why would you do this, man? Like,
I don't know.
The ethical decision you made with the tickets aside.
He may also just want to be on TV.
But that's what it is.
Just to say, you see me on 10 last night?
Hey, man.
Fighting for the little guy.
There's not a lot. There are a lot of things you can do that are not great to get on TV.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't do it.
All right.
Don't do
it. I even think, most of the story, you're like, you could kind of go back and forth on feeling sorry for him until he tells you how much he sold them for. The actual price, the actual profit.
I got a boner when I heard that, man.
No, I think, Kimmy, you make a great point. If your idea.
What?
Don't you get a boner most times you're watching Berkeley Breen? Knock on the door again. Yeah.
He's very excited.
You're right. If his argument was, look, I just wanted to give them to somebody, $10, I figured it was a way.
They fined me $100.
You're right.
That would suck, yeah.
Over $120. I hope he already spent the money, too. I hope he put that $400 on his credit card.
Man, if I thought I had $400 coming, I am immediately, it's found money, right?
Yeah.
I'm partying.
Not a single person is on your side or this guy's side on Instagram.
What?
I'll just read a couple.
I just know so many people that were upset that they didn't get a chance to go.
So a bunch of people against free enterprise?
So Blake writes us, Duffy on WCMF.
Blake.
He says, karma is a great thing.
Does it exist?
Salt, I think, puts it perfectly.
Okay.
This guy is a scalper, and like all scalpers, they are evil, and they ruin all things fun and new. He's right. If you hate paying a fortune for concert tickets, it's scalpers and greed of major corporations. If you try to see diving and you have to run through a pile of crying orphans who couldn't get any ice cream to try and get there and can't get a ticket, that's scalpers.
You forgot about the basket of puppies.
Basket of puppies also. I didn't let you get to the puppy part. I mean, this guy did nothing to profit $400. He didn't work. He didn't earn. He didn't have some secret.
The bank doesn't care how you got your money.
We did.
They never ask any questions when you deposit your money.
We did.
Old man wave.
Young man wave, my friend. It's a less aggressive wave.
We did get a tweet from Bill who says, you guys are ignoring the fact that the buyers are the problem.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, that is a point. Like, you're willing to spend that much money to go to training camp is insane.
All right.
That kind of makes you a fool.
So let's walk through that. I don't disagree. Bill wrote the tweet.
Bill.
That there is some problem with the buyers.
Yeah.
I would also argue, if you have someone in your life, kid, family member, whatever, that is dying to get in, and the only way you can get in is by spending this money, I understand.
Yeah.
I get it. And you're right. Bill is right. If people weren't willing to buy, these scalpers would not have any power. But we've all done crazy things for our spouses, kids, whatever. Yeah. They're not completely off the hook, but I see them as like a tenth of the problem compared to the situation we have in front of us. So I hope whatever put him $423 in debt was worth it on his credit card. And by the way, if I'm this guy too, I hope you watch all your games at home because your face was all over the news. I wouldn't want to walk into like a Bills bar after doing that story. Everyone's going to be mad at you.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah, stay home and enjoy the game there.
That Giants might be getting good again. You can switch back.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save.
Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know, if we took away judgment and any knowledge of the law, this is a brilliant business idea.
Okay.
I mean, this woman filled a need, and she was the only game in town.
That's how you make the money, baby.
But what she was doing, Tommy, super illegal.
Okay.
With everything, as we love to say on this show, there is risk versus reward. And I feel like the ending taken out of it. This may be one of the few crime stories we see where the risk and reward might actually be perfectly lined up even. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we have some new information about a story we talked about here in the break room a few months ago.
What happened?
We had the story of a 33-year-old woman who was arrested for smuggling drugs in a New York prison facilities. And you may remember this. She wasn't hiding them on her person and going inside. Police say she was soaking pieces of paper in synthetic drugs. She would then send the papers into the prison.
Okay.
And the prisoners could use the paper to get high.
All right.
Do you remember this story?
Yeah.
Okay. So at the time, they made it sound like in the story she was doing it for one specific man. So we assumed that this was for some kind of lover.
Yeah.
And when we talked about this initially, the discussion was about women risking their freedom for their partner. Because, Kimmy, we had seen this story a couple of times.
Right? Yeah, it wasn't uncommon.
So it turns out that wasn't the case. According to the feds, she advertised her business on social media and then would sell whomever responded to her, who was in jail, these drug-soaked pieces of paper. In a other sneaky, brilliant move, she would send the papers in envelopes with return addresses from the lawyers of the prisoners.
Oh, wow.
So it made them look legit.
Like legal papers going back and forth.
It made it look like legal papers. Yeah, so it would look like less suspicious.
Man, that's like brilliant.
That's what I'm saying. So the drugs, as far as she was concerned, were undetectable. The envelopes didn't look like anything out of the ordinary.
Right.
And these drugs were getting inside the prison. Please say she made $42,000 in this scheme.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
But as they say, Tommy, all good things must come to an end.
Yeah.
So she was arrested a few months ago.
Yeah.
She was sentenced last week, and she got 8 years in federal prison.
Man, I hope she knows somebody on the outside.
Not only that, the government
gets
that $42,000 back from her.
Oh.
So in the end, she gets nothing.
Nothing.
You lose. Good day, ma'am.
Mm.
Tommy.
Yeah.
We are a big risk versus reward show. Does the benefit you are getting from committing the crime equal the bad thing that happened to you? Tommy?
Yeah.
Was the risk she was taking worth the end of this story?
I mean, it kind of sounds like it to me. I mean, it's a brilliant plan. I mean, you got to give her credit, man. That's some deep thinking, man. That ain't sliding something between the bars, you know?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, Kimmy.
I mean, somebody should hire this woman to do, like, legit work.
Well, she's busy for the next 8 years.
Oh, yeah, but after that, when she gets out, she'll be tan, rested, and ready.
Kimmy, is the risk versus the reward in
this
story?
How quickly did she make the money? Do we know?
So that's what we don't know. Because to your point,
right.
If she made $42,000 over 3 years, yeah, yeah, it's not great.
Right.
If she made $42,000
in a few visits,
yeah, four months,
yeah,
it's. I mean, that's an extra six figures a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, risk versus reward.
I'm too scared of jail.
Okay.
But if you're desperate, I mean, you come up with a plan.
That's a big chunk of money. But you're not living like the high life on it, you know.
No,
what I mean?
But you supplement your other income with it.
I mean, well, if she has another income,
you are. I mean, even if you don't have another income, you know, 40,
I'll take 42 G.
Let's say in a hypothetical
but
situation,
let's say she made it over the course of a year.
Okay, let's go with she made it every 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so 42 times three, carry the four, $126,000. Are we right there?
Whatever you say.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, Kimmy, that's double the average annual salary of the average American.
Yeah.
You are living pretty high on the hog at $126,000.
But the thing is, though, like, you can't stop. Like, eventually you're probably going to get caught, right? It's not something you can just do a couple times and be done.
Okay.
But the way she set it up and tying it to the law office.
Law? Kimmy, she tied it to the law office.
Law office?
Hey, you know, law.
Her mother.
Her lover is in prison.
Because they couldn't get any help from the law. What you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, I'm thinking it's damn near foolproof. Like, I'm mailing it from here with the law firm to this dude, and maybe he's the guy that's moving the drugs, and these other guys, you know, those guys could have been mules for other guys, you know,
yeah,
moving it through the system. Right?
Sure. All right, so there are two questions I have here, and Kimmy, I agree with you. In hindsight, obviously the answer, risk versus reward, no, the risk was not worth the reward. $42,000 for 8 years of your life, not worth it. Right. But in real time, I agree with you, man. I would have thought there's no way I'm getting busted
right.
on this. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this 33-year-old woman who was arrested for smuggling drugs into New York facilities. And when we talked about this a few months ago, the story made it sound like she was sending it to one man. So we assumed she was doing it for a lover. Turns out that was not the case. Please say she was using social media to advertise her business. She would then send drug-soaked pieces of paper in envelopes that had return addresses for those prisoners' lawyers so they wouldn't be flagged when they were coming in. She would then get paid. And I have two questions in that realm because I know there are people listening that have either worked as COs, corrections officers, or have been on the inside.
Mm.
And we're not here to judge. Everybody has the things that happen in their life. Question one.
Yeah.
How did this woman get customers advertising on social media when the people buying this stuff are behind bars?
So do they have access to, like, social media in prison?
That's what I'm asking.
Like in jails?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because I would think even if they had access, that would probably be monitored.
Yeah.
Right?
But how much can you monitor stuff? I mean, especially if it's vague.
Well, I guess, I mean, the question, how much can you monitor? They wouldn't allow them to have it if they couldn't monitor it.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sticking out loud here,
right.
But if I'm wrong, tell me how that happens. 252-WCMF. The second question I have.
Yeah.
How does she make $42,000 when the people behind bars are the ones buying it? Because it's not like they have cash.
Yeah.
Right?
Family.
Friends and family? It's going through them?
Yeah, the family could pony up.
So could it be the friends and family buying this stuff from them on social media?
Hmm. Good questions.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Channel 10.
But no, I mean, Berkeley's got his hands full trying to get $100 back from a guy scalping training camp tickets. I mean, if I'm behind bars and I see this on social media, however way I see it, and I want to access my cash, assuming I have
my prison account.
Or like money I have on the outside, how would I get that money to her while I'm behind
bars? It would have to be family.
Or friends?
Yeah, somebody else on the outside. It seems like it have to be somebody on the outside to do it.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
We've known each other a long
time.
All right, let's say I get wrapped up in something crazy. I'm going to jail for 4 years, and I'm miserable, man.
Yeah.
Sucks. Everything in here sucks. They got no kettlebells. That's dangerous. I can't do anything like that.
Yeah.
I can't use my natural talent as a radio personality. It's the only skill I have,
yeah,
Tommy.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm going to turn to drugs.
All right.
And I reach out to you. I go, listen. I need you to reach out to this woman and buy me $100 worth of synthetic drug paper to get sent into the prison. Would you do that for
me? I hope
you. So you would attach yourself to a crime because you could be punished for this if you're caught too.
I'm not going to get caught.
Why would you?
Because I'm cool.
You're the least cool person I've ever met.
I don't stick out. I don't stand out. I don't flash around.
Again,
town,
you have the
run mouth.
You run your mouth for a living. You have the flashiest outfits I've ever seen in a man your age.
I have normal red shoes
today. Those are not normal. None of those are normal. You would do that for me?
Yeah, I'd help you out, kid.
I find it weird that you're not worried about getting caught, arrested.
They're not gonna. They don't arrest people my age. What do you think? They got like old man prison?
Yeah, it's called prison.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or the one they put Clint Eastwood in?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to that movie. Kimmy, is there a friend in your life?
Yeah.
You would set up this drug deal for if they were on the inside?
I don't think so.
If I was in jail, you wouldn't help me out?
I'm a coward. What?
You heard me.
Yeah, especially you. What are you talking about?
Especially me. You should help. I would help you. If
no,
you were in some girl prison.
You wouldn't.
And you needed girl stuff, I would send it to you.
You didn't even invite her to your wedding.
I know. That's true.
Old people wedding.
Came to mind. Just saying.
I mean, Kimmy, God forbid, say your husband ends up in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you stand by your man.
All right. Maybe my husband.
It's still debatable.
That's it.
If my wife was in prison, I'm obligated to send her drugs.
That's the one person where I'd consider it.
No, but it, you know, it raises an interesting question. Right. Does till death do you part, for better or for worse? Yeah. You know,
that's the deal, man.
No, but it doesn't say till death do you part, always send them drugs when they want to, right? Like, you are risking my freedom by even asking for this. I do think it's fair to say, no, I love you, I'll stay with you.
For their own good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, even if you're not concerned, because I get it, like, you're in that situation, I wouldn't want to be attached to reality either.
I would expect my wife to send me drugs if I needed them.
Your wife is 100% not sending you drugs.
Well,
Oh, when you put it like that, why don't you reach out to your contacts at the law? You know, the other thing that always makes me laugh about these stories, a lot of trust has to exist for all of this to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, these folks behind bars have to somehow get money to this woman, trusting she is going to send what she says she's sending.
Yeah.
She has to trust the payments she is getting from these people behind bars are legit and above board.
Right.
And all the while, everyone involved in this circle, they're criminals,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, it's organized crime.
Yeah. People have a hard time getting their driveways plowed without worrying about getting scammed.
So true.
Meanwhile, this circle of convicted criminals were making all of this work to the point where this woman, according to the feds, made $42,000, no problem.
It's brilliant.
But how does that happen? How does this trust, the circle
it's a
of
discipline.
Trust, these people that may not know each other, how does all this
right.
exist together?
It's discipline and trust.
Okay.
In a criminal.
What do they say? No loyalty amongst thieves.
But they're people. They're also just people, man.
I understand. I'm not trying to demonize people.
No,
I do
think people have, there's a stigma that says people like that don't have it in them to be that organized and buttoned up.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I understand
they
can be that organized and buttoned up. I'm saying I need to trust you.
Yeah.
You need to trust me. We're criminals, right? It's like Bill Parcells said, you are what your record says you are. Well, your record tells me that we couldn't trust you to not break the law.
I understand.
Why should I trust you to either send me paper soaked in drugs or pay me for the paper of drug soaking that I'm sending?
Yeah. But I mean, you found it, but you found an income stream and a need.
Sure.
To your point.
Sure, sure, sure.
So there's the checks and balances. I need my money. You need your drugs. And if we can keep this going, we both get what we want.
All right.
It's when there's a chink in the armor. That's when the thing falls apart.
All right. But let's say there is a hitch in the giddy up. Let's say this woman says, I'm going to send you these drug-soaked papers. The guy, Gail, whoever spends the money, and she sends them crap.
Right.
What happens?
Yeah. Who's...
Because, like, you want to say, like, you think of mob movies, well, we're going to take care of her on the outside.
Yeah.
But this just could be
or
some guy that's
be
in
out
for...
out of money now.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know.
Right, but then he also doesn't get any more drugs.
Okay.
So that's, you know, if you got a Jones for something, you're going to try to keep that thing coming in. That's the brilliance of the plan. So that's what her thinking and his thinking is, we're cool here.
Understood. I guess what I'm saying is, I could pretty easily send one of these to every prison in New York.
Yes.
And make my money that way.
You could.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not actually breaking the law.
She's good people.
Good for her roomie for the next 8 years.
Yeah.
You know, we were asking about how, if she's advertising on social media, the prisoners could find out, reach out to her, pay them. This woman asked me not to use her name. She says they have tablets and can send money through family members.
Okay.
But again, that's more hands in the soup.
Yeah.
Soup all over your hands.
Yeah. Soupy hands.
One of my favorite Catskill comedians. Ripped a lot off of Soupy Pockets. The reason those pockets were so soupy.
Well, he's always had his hands.
Had hands in there, you know what I'm saying?
Soupy hands.
All right, let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Yeah, you know, this story happened 30, 40 years ago. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
The story happening today makes no sense.
Really?
Because a man of this age wasn't alive, was barely alive, when this was made illegal federally.
Mm.
So how does he even know this is something that was once socially accepted? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Yeah.
The story comes to us from Waterloo.
What happened?
Authorities say they had a DWI checkpoint set up around 4:30 in the afternoon.
Damn.
On August 1st. They say while manning this checkpoint, they saw a car driven by a 28-year-old man approaching. Police allege that the man operating the vehicle tossed an open container from his window while approaching the checkpoint.
That didn't work?
Can you believe it did not work? Well, it also turns out, according to police, he was intoxicated when the incident happened, meaning he was driving drunk.
Mm.
He was arrested for DWI, throwing refuse on a roadway, and operating with an open container of alcohol. He's got a court date coming up, and the most ironic part, you know, he said when you approach a checkpoint, there's no turning around.
Yes.
This happened in Waterloo. He couldn't escape if he wanted to.
Got it.
That was good.
It was really good.
Shut up. How many ABBA jokes you got today?
I didn't think about it. That's one of those thinkers.
Not ABBA jokes.
Yeah, think about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So past the point that this idea of chucking your roadie approaching a DWI checkpoint is insane, the question I would like to start this conversation
What's
with.
That?
Yeah.
People still drink roadies?
So I know people my age and up.
Yeah.
They have no problem, and they've been doing it for years. And I was shocked as you were. I was like, that's still a thing? Because that's from my generation.
Yeah. Okay.
And my parents.
And you never gave it up.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah, but they do it like
you just think, like, nah, I'm cool.
But they don't even hide it.
Yeah. No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, for whatever reason, you don't even care.
They show up. Yeah.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm glad you brought that up, because as stupid as what you are describing is, it makes logical sense.
Mm.
It was not all that long ago, relatively, that you were allowed to drive with an open container of alcohol. So, like, when you were growing up, I think even when you got to New York to take this job, you may have been allowed to drive with an open container of alcohol.
No. So the only reason I know this, by the time I had come to New York, I came here in 93.
Right.
The only state that I knew of that I experienced open containers where you could was Louisiana.
Okay.
They had drive-through daiquiri stands.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. But that's the thing. I'm not making that up. So, but everybody else pretty much was up because you wouldn't get federal funding for your roads. And that's why Louisiana's roads were sinking into the swamp.
But I thought that happened in 98. Kimmy, could you Google that? I understand that New York and everyone else would have moved ahead of time.
Yeah, but that open container thing, it's been around a long time.
There was definitely a time in these people's lives that you're describing where they would have legally been allowed to have a road soda, right? But let's use 98 as the point of demarcation just for the argument. Kimmy, what do we got over there?
Late 1990s.
Okay, so let's use 98.
Yeah.
This man in the story, accused of tossing his roadie out the window, is 28 years old, which means he was born around 1998.
Yeah.
There was never a time where he was alive where you were legally allowed to use a road soda. So if everyone was following the law in the car with him while he was growing up, he's never seen anyone have a road soda in theory. And Kimmy, even us, who were born a full decade before the federal mandate, we never drove in a time where a road soda was legal. I thought the road soda had gone extinct for everyone under 40 years
old. It should have.
Where does this 28-year-old dude get the balls to drive around with an open container?
Yeah.
Do we know if anybody else is in the car?
It does not say.
Because I could see maybe a 28-year-old thinking, well, I'm not drinking it, somebody else's, but ditch it anyways just in case.
Okay. No, I mean, I get that.
You know?
You're also drunk, according to police, in the moment.
Oh, true, true. There's that that little detail.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF. Right now.
Yeah.
You want to pick up a buddy. You're going to go hang out.
Yeah.
He gets in your car with an open beer. Let's say it's me. You come pick me up. We're going to go do something. I get in your car. I got 3/4 of a beer. I just opened it. What do you do?
I just say you keep it down. I wouldn't throw you. I mean...
Hey, remember a second ago, Kimmy, when we were like, who still drives a little container? Tommy's like, I know, right? That's stupid. I just tell you to keep it down.
Keep it down.
Keep it down.
Keep it down.
Okay, and if we get pulled over, what are we doing?
Just stick it underneath the seat or put it in the side pocket.
You don't think the cop's going to smell the alcohol coming out of your vehicle?
Well, keep your mouth shut.
Not from the open beer, idiot. How do you just go the opposite of what you just said?
I don't want to be a dick. I mean, you've got a little beer left. If it's just a little beer, I think you get in trouble.
Oh, under the Supreme Court ruling of little versus beer. Kimmy, would you let someone get in your car with an open beer?
No.
You know what? I probably have, as a kid, because, again, you don't want to be, like, the dork of the group. I probably did under peer pressure let somebody have one. I don't think so. I don't want to risk it now.
That doesn't make you a dork. I've never allowed that. It's happened multiple times.
I'm not saying like it makes you a dork, but I think as a teenager, like you don't want to be the one in the group that like tells everybody else. Like, you don't want to look like the rule follower.
Look, you knew me as a kid. That was the one I was not breaking. No alcohol in the effing car. There was a smoking hot chick, man. She needed a ride home from somewhere with her friend, and I'm like, yeah, I'll be right there. Knight in shining armor. She tried to get in my car they both had red Solo cups full of booze. I'm like, get that effing stuff.
What?
No chance.
Man, she can get my car with a needle hanging out of her, man. Let's go. Are you kidding me? By the way, turning on that?
I think the needle in her arm would be less illegal for me than the open container.
I don't think you can drive with an open vein.
I'm not driving. I'm not veining.
No. If there's a hot chick and I'm single as a kid, I'm not even thinking about getting arrested.
Yeah, like I'm thinking of the times where like if you were like the DD for your friends, but like you were going to a party. I mean, they would... Like, I had friends that would make themselves some type of drink to bring to the party. That would probably be considered an open container.
Oh, it is an open container.
Yeah, it's an open container, yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, it wasn't necessarily, like, a single drink, but they had, like, a jug full of something.
I have this vivid memory. I'll never forget it, because it was the only time I saw a roadie.
Yeah.
I must have been, like, 6 or 7 years old, and I'm going up to a Bills game, and there was this guy that we used to drive with that had this RV. Not the RV guy you're thinking of.
Okay.
So, his tradition was... Once he got off the expressway, he would open up his first beer.
Okay.
And I remember his son, who was like a couple years older than me, be like, Dad, what are you doing? And he goes, you know I'm good. I always wait till we're 5 miles away from the stadium. But he's just drinking this beer.
And driving.
Well, he's driving the car. Oh, and God. Again, at that point, it would have been like 91, 92. So I don't know if it was legal or not. Yeah. I don't know if they just switched it over. But like nobody else in the – he's driving an RV.
Yes.
Drinking this
with
beer.
With children.
Yes, and nobody else in the RV is like, hey, man, what are you – everyone else is like, yeah, man, 5 miles. That's the rule from the stadium.
Well, that's probably part of the thing too. I wonder how many people – like they've been told the rule is different their whole lives. So they just think like, what are you talking about? That's not a law. Or they'll find like what they think are loopholes in the law that don't actually exist.
The container is closed. Yeah. They're destroying it. They're destroying the container. I mean, I guess it would be the equivalent of smoking in New York is now 21 compared to 18. Where if an 18-year-old kid came up to a guy who smokes and asked for a cigarette, he would probably give him a cigarette.
Yeah.
Either he doesn't know or I was allowed to do it then.
Yeah.
Same with the old school drinking at 18 versus 21 now. We got Instagram messages coming in. Again, we're talking about this 28-year-old man out in Waterloo was approaching a police checkpoint. Again, can we point out this was 4:30 in the afternoon?
Yes.
4:30 in the afternoon. According to police, as he was approaching the DWI checkpoint, he chucked an open container out of his window. Police say he was also drunk. He was arrested for a whole bunch of stuff. Dan writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. My dad used to make a martini to go in a jelly jar.
That's class right there, baby. Martini in a jelly jar.
Dan, how old are you, buddy? Because I would love to know. How old's your dad? What did he grow up?
Well, if he's
up?
Drinking martinis, that old man's got to be in his 70s or 80s now.
Devin writes us on Instagram. My, quote, friend is 28. He has roadies just like his father and his father's father. Just don't get drunk like the dumbass in Waterloo. Oh, good plan.
Yeah, just keep it down.
See, what your problem was is when you were drinking alcohol, you drank too much alcohol. That was your problem there, for God's sakes. Look at all these. Sam writes us on Instagram. Us Gen Zers know about road sodas, too. Have you ever driven to a Bills game? Just told the Bills game story.
Yeah.
I ain't drinking and driving, man. I love to. Like, I've only got 5 hours of drinking at a Bills game. I really got to get ahead of it now. We'll take one call, 252-WCMF. Right. Let's talk to Redneck. Hey, Redneck, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Yo.
So at 4:30 in the afternoon, I guarantee this guy is probably a construction worker of some sort, just got out of work. Went to the local 7-Eleven, got a Natty Daddy or whatever, and some rollers, and he was on his way home and had a refreshing drink.
Well, that he was
drunk.
He was drunk,
according to police.
He got there fast, man.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, them Natty Daddies, they're pretty stiff.
Okay, I love how you're like, I'm going to defend this guy. He was drunk. Yeah, well, I don't know.
you're telling me you leave the Bills game, you don't have an empty lone soldier rolling around in your car?
Bro, I'm telling you, if there is one rule that I follow, there is never any open container. Because I took my family, we went to the game, and my wife had a beer in the parking lot. My wife is so cheap, she wanted to save the can for the nickel. And when I got back to the car, I'm not making this up. It's an argument we have all the time. I got back to the car. There was an empty beer can in the cup holder in my front seat, and I flipped out.
You're such a square. God, loosen up, will you?
All right, I'll work on that.
Get arrested. Come on, man. Party a little bit, baby.
Redneck, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
Yeah.
Okay, there it goes. Yeah, my wife tried to save a can for a nickel.
My wife would do the same thing.
She feels guilty throwing it away. Although
it has nothing to do with the environment. Oh. She wants the nickel.
Yeah.
A nickel.
Because I was going to say, I mean, you could leave the can out. Somebody's taking that can.
Yeah, no kidding.
Isn't there like groups of people just
they'll come through the parking lot.
Yeah. You throw your can on the ground. They come pick your can up. It's great.
Or good for the environment.
Whatever. Yeah. Who cares? Just a nickel. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.